found out this past week, through the work of the Wall Street Journal, that senior administrators of the three state-run veterans homes shared about $40,000 in hazard pay bonuses that were intended for frontline workers. This involves eight senior officials at the veterans homes in Menlo Park, Paramus, and Vineland that received hazard pay bonuses despite earning too much to qualify in the first place. The report attributed its findings to internal emails that they got through a public record request and sources from within the department itself, even after the human resources manager for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs told the CEOs that senior employees did not qualify for the bonuses. Yep, they were still paid. If you look at these three centers, two of the three homes suffered from among the highest number of deaths among the 670 long-term care centers that are licensed in New Jersey. Coronavirus claimed the lives of 103 residents at the Memorial Veterans Home at Menlo Park, that's in Edison, 89 from Paramus, and a dozen at Vineland. This is according to the State Health Department, who keeps track of all the confirmed and probable deaths not confirmed by a test or an autopsy. Spokesperson for the Military and Veterans Affairs said that the department had recouped $21,753.21 in unallowable bonuses from four employees and intended to recoup just about $9,000 from former Menlo Park CEO Elizabeth Schiff Heedles. The department also got back $7,162 from Kamala Kovacs, Menlo Park's former director of nursing. Published reports said she had earned $21,000. Vineland CEO Allison Bailey and two of her deputies shared a combined $11,300, while director of nursing Carmen Ellis Jackson got $1,753 for, quote, administering COVID tests and, once again, quote, treating COVID residents. But according to the department, the state only got back around $963 from Bailey. Michelle Sainsaud, nursing manager at Vineland, according to the records, forfeited $4,973, and two unidentified assistant CEOs at the Paramus facility shared $2,500. There are ongoing state and federal investigations into how long-term care facilities, including Menlo Park and Paramus, may have mishandled the response to the pandemic, leading to a significant loss of life. On a related note, by the way, latest vaccination rates regarding New Jersey's long-term care facilities, these show that 86% of residents have been vaccinated, while only 64% of the staff have been. And this vaccine reluctance among medical people, it's just not in New Jersey. Our nursing home staff in Houston, they've actually sued over COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Now they're basing their lawsuit on the claim that they're being forced to be a part of medical experimentation. Wonderful. Just, there's one more extreme view that's adding fuel to the fire that the anti-vaxxers keep wanting to start. Yeah, but Chris, I saw a report that 3,000 people have died from the COVID-19 vaccine. And you know what? I've seen more reports. Almost 600,000 people have died without the COVID-19 vaccine. And by the way, that 3,000 vaccine death number, which, I don't know, people like Tucker Carlson, Newsmax, have especially leaned on, that's courtesy of pretty much a self-reporting database that is so lax, I could report myself as a death by COVID-19 vaccine.